Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're going to finish off. We really did almost finish off Simon Tav Reish Vav yesterday. We just have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs left, and we're going to start Tav Reish Zayin. So at the end of yesterday's share, we read the Ramah, who said that a person is permitted to go and tovel and wash themselves to prepare themselves for the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur, even though they were in Avelus, because Yom Kippur is Mevatel the Shiva. And then we said that this is true, Afo Pishenogu Shaloli Rechotz Kol Shloshim, even though some of the custom, we'll see this is a minug, not to go and wash all 30 days of the Shloshim, this is a tefillah mitzvah, and therefore it's permissible. So we said that yesterday in the Ramah, now we're looking at the Mishnah Berurahs. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Chav Dalet. And he says, you can even wash with hot water in this situation. And you can even immerse yourself in a mikvah that is made of hot water. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, likewise, to go out of your house and go to shul. So the Darki Moshe brings down, even Ovel can do so. If they're going to daven in the house of the Ovel, so then the Kafa Chaim writes, then even in the base Ovel, you can say the Vidui, and in the Shmoneh Esrei, at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, because Sha'afa Pishen Omen Vidui Bebeis Ovel, even though normally we don't say Vidui in the base Ovel, this is different, Erev Yom Kippur, Sha'ashor Tzrich L'kach, because if now, when? Im Lo'achshov Emosai. Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Chav Hei tells us that Rotsu Lomar, the Dino Kimo Shar Regel Shepaga Biavelu Shumavato Shiva, just like one of the Shlosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos knocks off the Shiva and the Shloshim, so too does Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Umutur Machmazel Lirchotz Acha Mincha, therefore you can go and already wash yourself after Mincha, Somach Lachashecha, when it's close to night already. Ladasa Yishmatirim Leel Besimon Tovkuf Memches Sif Yod. Now, the issue footnote number 41 brings down Umashu Regel Mavatalus Avelus, the fact that a regel abrogates the Avelus. So that is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tovkuf Memches, and in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Davka Keshehischil Linog Avelus Kodem Regel. That's only if the Avelus started before the regel. But if you didn't stop before the regel, then the regel doesn't knock it off. But even if you had Afilus Man Muad Ma'od, even a very short period of time, Nebuch, sometimes they'll literally sit for 5 minutes. They bury the person right before the night, so that is considered sitting, and they don't then have to sit after the Yontif is over. The issue foot number 42 brings down, regarding that you can go and wash yourself after Mincha. The reason why it's after Mincha, because after you daven Mincha, that's when the Kedushas HaRegel really comes on the person. And finally, Dear Shu, footnote number 43 brings down, Davka Legabi Rechitza Kidlu Kol HaRegel. Only in regards to washing do they allow before the Regel. But all the other Dinim of Avelus are still Noeg. For example, to sit on the ground, not to wear leather shoes, all of that still applies until nightfall. However, he does bring down more lenient opinion from the Elia Rab in the name of the Ravon, that also Shar Dine Avelus Yesh Lohokel Mea Mincha Olamala. He has further discussion about this in the next paragraph, Ayin Shom. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Ayin in the Morgan of Ram, the Gan Be'in Yoneinu Ein Lohokel Rak Shah O Shtayim Kodem Alayla V'lo Kodem. Should only be Mako an hour or two before the night and not earlier than that. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavav tells us that even though the Minog is Shalol Yerchotz Kol Shloshim, he says, you're allowed to go and do this now. Tefillah mitzvah is mutter. So he says, Rotzalomar, Av digzera shiva nisbat al yedei Yom Kippurim. Even though the shiva is knocked off by the Yom Kippurim, nevertheless, you would have said, you still can't go and bathe. Hayolonu lesser rechitza tefillah mishum gzera shloshim, because the minhag was not to go and bathe for the 30-day period of time in the shloshim. Most people today cannot tolerate this, and because we're in Istin, it's because our hygiene is different, so this doesn't apply lamaisa. But as the issue foot number 48 brings down, mitzad adin, the iser is only during the shiva, which we do apply, and is a minug, which you shouldn't be mishana the minug, except if you're in Istin, today we will have the status of Istin, but that's why you're allowed to go and wash yourself during the shloshim period of time for this tefillas mitzvah, for certain. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah is telling us over here. The tefillah zuhi mitzvah. And therefore, even though there's a minhag not to, that there shouldn't be a chatzitza. And there's your footnote number 46 brings down that there is a tremendous discussion over here regarding the need to be tovel here without having any chatzitza. And that's the psak of most of the poskim, looking at the issue for number 46. And he brings down, even some say this is even true for the people that pour the tisha kavin of water on them. And once you try to untangle and make sure that there are no chatzitzas there. But there are opinions he brings down from the Shilas Shuz Rav Pa'olim that one doesn't have to be choshish with this, but he seems to contradict himself in his Sefer, the Ben Ish Chai. This is the same Rav Yosef Chaim Zatzal, the great Ben Ish Chai, who's also the author of the Rav Pa'olim, seems to contradict himself. In one place he says you do have to be concerned about Chatzitza, and the other place he says you don't have to be concerned about Chatzitza in regard to the Tisha Kavin. And certainly Lamaisa, if you can easily get rid of any Chatzitza, you certainly should. We're makbid to do this, even for Netilas Yadayim. So certainly for this tefillah of the Tisha Kavin, you should try to do so, and certainly for a real tefillah. Mishnah Berurah Simkon Chav Zayin tells us, even though this tefillah is not a real chiyuv, but chanal mikol mokom iser chitzu kol shloshim gam ken eno elaminok, says this likewise is also not a real chiyuv, so therefore the tefillah mitzvah can knock aside this minog of not bathing during the shloshim. This concludes the Simon Tov Reish Vav, and now we start Tov Reish Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, these dinim are seder ha-vidur b'mincha b'erev Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about the vidur that we say in our Shemona Esrei by mincha erev Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber starts to follow, tzorich lezvados b'mincha kodim sudam avsekis. The proper time to daven mincha is before you have the sudam avsekis, and to do the vidur at the end of the Shemona Esrei, as you conclude the Shemona Esrei, you say Yilu Ratzon, so then we do the Nusach of the Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishmur explains Sivkan Aleph, Shema Ya'ara Lo Dvart Kalkola Besuda. The reason why we are Mizvada now is because Rachmana Lutzlan, something could happen to you during the meal. For example, Sheyachonik, Rachmana Lutzlan, you could choke, or Shetitari Daito, you could become not mentally competent. The Sharet Zion No Salat brings this down from the Gemara. The Rashi says that you could become shikr during the meal, Rachmana Litzlan. And a person won't be in a condition to go and do the vidui afterwards, so therefore do it now. There are those posing that say, and this we see in the Sharet Zion is the Ramban, that says that you should also be mitzvada again after the Suda Hamavsekes before nightfall. And the issue footnote number one brings down Shesava, the Ramban holds, Shikra Takana Hoysol Isvado Somath Chashecha. You should really do this right before Chashecha, so you should go into the Yontiv without having any, so to say, uncleansed sins, because you did Vidui on them. And therefore, even though we do the vidui before the suda, in case something happens to the suda, he says you should go do the vidui again afterwards, because maybe you did something wrong in the meal, and therefore you need to do the vidui again. Mishabur continues and says, Roy Lahach Mikadezu, he says that we should in fact do this. He brings us down the name of Shalah, that we should do another vidui prior to nightfall. And he says that's the source of the minah. That's the source for people saying the tefillah zaka, which is found in Moshe Machzorim, a beautiful tefillah. And one should do so before it's nightfall. At least that's one opinion. The issue foot number two, he brings down actually two opinions. One says you do it after Kol Nidre, and one says you do it before Kol Nidre. To do it after Kol Nidre, that's the opinion of the Chayyadim. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim says you should do it before Kol Nidre. This is also the opinion of the Elif and Margain. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal asks about this. He says, if you say the Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre, you're saying in it that you're accepting upon yourself Kedusha Sayom. How can you say Kol Nidre afterwards, which is not allowed to be done on Yontif? So therefore, he suggests don't say that you're accepting upon yourself the Kedusha Sayom if you are going to say it before Kol Nidre. Also brings down the first paragraph of this footnote that many would stand up when they would say parts of the vidui, including the Oshamnu part. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is brought down the Ishi Yisrael, Shenochel Lomar Bamida Oshamnu, Kodem Shomer Tefillah Zaka. He would actually say the Oshamnus prior to the Tefillah Zaka, and he would say it standing up. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, if a person is not able to daven with the minyan, so then you say the vidui, even when you're davening b'yachidus, after you finish your Shemoneh Esrei. But even if you are davening with a tzibur, there is no chazaras hashatz vidui. We say, of course, a chazaras hashatz, but we don't say the vidui it mincha shliach tzibur omro only be yom kippur besocha tefillah. Brings down from the Torah that we only do that on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, "Rotz lomar bein erev yom kippur b'mincha bein b'yom kippurim." This statement that a yachid says the vidui is true not only for mincha erev yom kippur, but it's also true all day yom kippur. If somebody, Rachman al-Islam, was in COVID isolation or they're sick and they're not allowed to be in a public area, so they can't have a dominion even on Yom Kippur, so then you say the vidui by yourself. A Mosai, when do you say it? Shemizvada omro acha shigoma tfiloso kodem elokai mitzolosh nimibra. You say it at the conclusion of the last brach of Shemoneh Esrei, and brach smoysova shalom. The minute is to say yulor tzolim refi, they're going to be the fenech Hashem tzuribigo ali at that point, and then you go into the nusach of the vidui. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel tells us, avo b'mincha kishichozer tfila by chazor sashatz and erev yom kippur by mincha, eino omer klal avidu, we don't see the vidui, as we'll learn kidlakamon in Sifhei in the Hagah, in the Ramah over there. The issue footnote number four explains why not. Based upon the Torah brought down in the name of the Rav Yah, Shekivin Shebishar Tfilos Yom Kippur, or all the other Tfilos Yom Kippur, Omer Shalach Tzibur Savidu Besocha Tfilah, the Chazan is saying the Vidui in the Chazaris Hashat itself, not afterwards. And here we can't do it except after the tefillah, as the Bach says. But here there is no bracha in our regular Shemoneh Esrei. You can't say it in Slach Lana because that's not really part of the tefillah to add the vidui to that. And therefore, there is no place in the Shemoneh Esrei to say it. And that's why we don't say it by a Chazaras Hashatz, by Erev Yom Kippur, by Mincha. But on Yom Kippur itself, there is a place, so to say, in the Shemoneh Esrei to say it, and that's why the Chazaras Hashatz says it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, not like the Yochid says it at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. The issue foot number 3 discusses whether women are obligated to be misvada, and he brings down from the Yireim and the Chinuch that af hein chayavos mitzvazu, they also should do so. Now, interesting question, the Chochem Shalom was not sure what the answer is. He says, what happens if somebody forgot to do the vidui at the end of Hishmon Esrei? Does he have to repeat the Hoshmon Esrei or not? And he's left with the Tzorachian. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that Poshut Eino Tzorach Lachzor Tzvila, you don't repeat the Hishmon Esrei, but you do the Vidui by itself. If somebody didn't realize until after the Sudam of Sekis that they didn't do the Vidui, so then they say the Vidui after that. And if somebody said the Vidui, but by accident he said Hakel HaKadosh, instead of a Melech HaKadosh, which during the Aseres Mei Tshuva means you'd have to repeat the Shemon Esrei, so both Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi Rav Azza Zatzal both say, Ein lo tzorech lachzor levidui. You don't have to repeat the vidui, you just repeat the Shemon Esrei, but you don't have to repeat the vidui again. The issue foot number 5 adds on and says, why did the rabbis not institute saying the vidui in the regular Shemon Esrei of the individual on Yom Kippur? So the Gonim bring down, they put it in a set place after the davening because the person could have more concentration at that point in time. As opposed to the Shliach Tzibur, that after the Shemoneh Esrei, it wouldn't be appropriate. Ein Shliach Tzibur klal. It doesn't serve a function, so to say, after the Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, Tiknu Sheyisvade Besocha Tfilah. Therefore, his vidui, which the entire Tzibur does, is during the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet tells us that you have to do the vidui in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's in the middle of the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Now we go to Sif Beis. Ein tzarech lefarid achet. The Mechaber writes, you don't specify the sins that you did when you're davening out loud, as we'll see. V'imrotz lefarid, but if you wish to be mefarid, you are allowed to. And we'll have to explain. This seems to be a problem. We don't want to publicize the sin that you did, so how come you're allowed to publicize it? So we'll explain this in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go there right now to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey, and he says, El Kishomar Stam Chotasi Yotzik Dei Mitzvos Vidui. Just saying Chotasi, that's enough. You don't specify it. But if you wish to specify it, Sivkot and Vav, Harishos Biyado. So Mishnah Berurah says, Hinei Mi Dekos Av Achakach Via Mitzvade Belachash. But we're going to learn in a moment that in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, you are allowed to, and it's actually recommended. We'll read the Mechaber now. Via Mitzvade Belachash, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, Nochel Lefarid Achet, you should specify your Chet. So the Mishnah Berurah asks over here, since we're going to just say in a moment, like we just did, in Mitzvah B'lachash, Mashmah D'Reisha, I read Mitzvah B'kol Rav, that the Reisha is talking about when you said it out loud. So he said, don't specify it, Ein Tzarech Lefarid Achet, out loud. But if you want to out loud, V'imratzu Lefarid, or Shus B'yado, that doesn't make any sense. But after Ramah Kosar Bagoy, even though the Ramah is going to tell us, the B'kol Rav Ein Lefarid Achet, Mashmah D'Yisurin Nami Ika. The Ramah says, don't do it. It means if you do it, it's an Isser. So how can you say over here that you're allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, Hasa Mayri Bechet Chain of Fusan Rabbi. There we're talking about when nobody knows that you did the sin. So if you publicize it, you say it out loud, that's wrong. And therefore it's usher. Or may change a covet a mokum shemgala rabbi shotaginegdo. It's not a nice thing to publicly announce I sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a busha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabiyachal, and therefore we don't announce it. However, here we're talking about Abu Bukhaid Hamafursan Larabim. Everybody knows you did this sin. So then, Rishus Biyodu Lafartu Barabim, then you are allowed to say it in public, Afil Bukhoram, even publicly out loud. Issue foot number 6 adds, Ulafarisim al Atzmo Shechotu Bechet She'enam Mufusel Rabbim, but to publicize a sin that isn't well known, why? Kidei Lohasir Sechashad Me'achem, because everybody thinks it's one of 5 people, let's say, that did this chet. So they're all suspecting the other people, but if you say it's you, then you're no longer suspecting the other people. So the Yad Ephraim brings down, that would actually be permissible. As it's brought down in the Gemara in Sota, Shulafika Chutu L'Ruvain L'Hodos, that's why Ruvain was allowed to be Mode, that he did it, because otherwise the Chashash was on the other brothers. And therefore, Ruvain, by admitting that he did it, took away the suspicion of the other brothers, and therefore that was laudable. On the other hand, the Chochem Shalom was not sure. He's Nishar Benidon Zeh, but Tzarech Iyun L'Din. He's not sure if you can do something like this when it's not known that you did it, even though it will save other people embarrassment. And we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Zayin, and he says, "Ubazeh ein chiluk bein mefursum l'shenem mefursum." When you're saying you're silent Shmoneh Esrei, whether it's well known to the public or not, you can certainly say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Dakol kol l'fnei hamakom." God knows everything, so therefore you're not revealing any secrets, and therefore, since nobody else is hearing it, there is no problem. Dishavut number 8 brings down, "Hamakom haroy lefarid bo'asach ha'toyim." Where should you go and specify these chaitz? So the Chayyadim writes down, that's when you're saying the Yoshamnu, in between the osios of the Aleph Bez of the Yoshamnu, Bagadnu, etc., that's where you say it. So when you say, for example, the Aleph for Yoshamnu, you could add, he gives an example, "Achalti davar osra," I ate something that wasn't kosher, the Aleph of Achalti. Shekirun shachote, pogim b'chof beis osios ha'torah, since you're sinning, so to say, with the Chav Beis Osios of the Aleph Beis, Lefikuch Tiknu Lefarish Esach HaToyim Ben Osios. Therefore, many other customs say it over there. Others include it when you do all of the Al-Chayt Shechatanu. So if you have something similar to the Al-Chayt there, but not exactly the same, you can include it at that moment as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ches writes, "Kidei Sheiz Bayish Osir Kishamas HaChatoyim." What's the point in saying it out loud? You'll feel worse, you'll feel bad. Now, again, don't do it so other people can hear it, because then it's almost like you're bragging about it. But if you say it out loud, that adds shame to yourself. As long as you're the only one that can hear it, it's not a problem. Vakati mikri kisui chato. This is still called that you're covering up the sin, because nobody else can hear you. Kivin she'eno nishma levnei adam. Only you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a problem. Then the Ramah writes, Hago avo kish mispalo b'kol rom. When you're davening out loud, this is the Ramah that we pointed out a moment ago. When you're davening out loud, or you're the Shliach Tzibur, Kishachoz Yatvila, certainly, Ein Lefar Nechait. You certainly shouldn't go and publicize the sin. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nites, Midistam, Mashman Dafilu Ba'ovush, Ben Odom Chaveru, Gam Kinosa. This, since he says this across the board, this is true whether it's a sin between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or between you and a fellow man. You don't publicly announce these things. Then the Ramah concludes and he says, "Umasha omrim al chait b'seder aleph beis lo mikri porid." That which we say all the achaits with the seder of the aleph beis, that's not considered that you're publicly saying it, because everybody says this. Ho, vakol omri b'shava. Since everybody says the same thing, that's not like you're doing something different than everybody else. Enu ela k'nusach ha'tvila. So the Ramah says on his own, das atzmo, that this is the nusach of the tvila in this way. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.